Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari, and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Lonnie Perkins, thank you. And you would think that with the award-winning co-hosts that I have on this show,
I'm dying.
And you would think, that on a cruise of all places, not gathered in a banquet hall somewhere, not gathered at the top of an outdoor deck, but that an event that's being held on a cruise, that in some way, when Kevin McCullough's given the microphone at the Salem VIP cruise, and he's asked to introduce all of his VIP co-hosts,
yep,
who, you know, all came except one, and she was there at the beginning, and she had to leave, but they all got there. Last year, there were only three that came, but this year, they're all there. You would think that on a cruise, that Kevin McCullough would not forget his travel night co-host of all the people to introduce. But ladies and gentlemen, there she is, the third generation travel icon. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Linda Perillo.
Wow, I'll clap for myself. How's that? Yay.
Linda, I felt like such, I don't know. I felt worse than worse.
You know, Patrick turned to me and he goes, I think he forgot you. And I'm like, you know, I think you're right.
Well, in all fairness,
you made up for it, Kevin. Joe came back on, and I got my own like 20-second
shout out from Piscopo. Okay, yeah. No, that was very nice. And I asked him to do that. I said, hey, you know, Linda's here. She's only been on the show a few weeks, and I totally bombed it. Can you like sing to her? He's like, oh, sure, Kev, I got this. This is no problem. So he came over and serenaded you personally. But anyway, hey, all kidding aside, and I'm not kidding, that was terrible. I was a horrible human being. It was the worst thing I've ever done. But all of that aside, so happy that you were there. And what a night. Did you enjoy yourself on our VIP cruise?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done that cruise before as a Perillo tour passenger, so to speak. But you know, this was the first time really that I was there as a co-host, and Patrick and I had an amazing time. We loved it. I have to tell you, the weather was beautiful. It was just terrific. So much fun.
Well, we could not have ordered a better night for sure. And Captain Fred and the whole team at the Atlantis, what a great job again, all over again. And I think I've now asked every one of the we haven't done the medical crew, so we'll do them tomorrow night. But everybody has responded with just what a great time they had. And friends listening, if you want to join us on next year's VIP cruise, all you got to do is sponsor the show. just, you know, call the station and say, I want to buy some advertising on Kevin and Linda's program. And boom, you're on the boat next year. It's as simple as that. Anyway, Linda, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. And speaking of weird news, like your co-host forgetting to introduce you. and in all fairness, people, they gave me only one table for all of my people. And if all of my five co-hosts, and we have more than that because the medical night, we've got the rotating Fox News medical team. If they all brought plus ones and I've only got like eight chairs or 10 chairs, there's not enough people for everybody at one table. So what they did is they put Linda and her plus one, Patrick, at the table next to mine, which was kind of defeating of the purpose. I wanted all of my people on the same table. And everybody that was at the table got mentioned. It was just I forgot to go over to the next table and hit Linda. Anyways, I'm not going to defend myself. It was I'm lower than low, but that was my excuse.
Anyway. I forgive you. I went to Catholic school my whole life, and if there's one thing we learned, it's forgiveness. So
good.
You are forgiven.
Because I have to do penance now for like the next year.
Oh, yeah.
Till next year. All right. So enough of that aside. Hey, I'm seeing this piece today, Linda, and you sent it my direction yesterday. But what is the deal with, Newark Airport, can I just be candid here?
Sure.
After we moved to the New York area, we flew out of all three of the airports on somewhat of a, you know, consistent basis, kind of getting a feel for what it was like to leave from each one. I'm a North Jersey guy. It, like, is forever and a day to get to JFK. And if you fly back from JFK, like on a Saturday night or Sunday or something, half of the Van Wyck and stuff is under construction. So it, like, I literally one time came back from California, 5.5 hour flight from California. It took me 4.5 hours to get, you know, to my home 20 miles away from JFK Airport because of the traffic. So we spent almost as much time in the car as we did on the plane. And for all of those reasons and more, I just said a long time ago, I'm just going to fly out of Newark all the time. There's parts of it that are newer and nicer, especially before LaGuardia got its facelift. And it was like, it just wasn't even, but now they're kicking Newark. It's not considered, quote unquote, an NYC airport anymore.
No, you know what, Kev? When I read the article, I was like, this is really semantics, you know, and it's based on IATA, which is the International Air Transport Association, which anybody who is, who issues tickets and can sell tickets, is an IATAN member. So even us as a tour operator, we can issue airline tickets. So when you pull up a flight and you put in where you're leaving from, you know, it's very easy. You put in NYC, and the three airports that will always show up are JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark.
Right.
So they're not considering starting October 3rd. It's not being considered a multi-airport city, which New York is. Also, like Chicago. Chicago has O'Hare and Midway, two major, major airports. And really what it's going to do is it's just going to limit your options and cost you more money. So sometimes when you book out of New York City, you can interchange LaGuardia with Kennedy, you know, on your outbound or your return, and the price of your flight doesn't change. So now if you tag on Newark, say you leave out of LaGuardia and you tag Newark, your price may change, and it'll give you, you know, maybe a, you know, a couple $30-$40 more, could be $100 more, who knows in the end. But it's just that the options to change the flights are going to be harder. But when you do a broad search for New York City airports, wherever you're leaving from, Newark will still inevitably come up, or you could just plug in Newark. I mean, I really think it's just, it's semantics. And again, it's money. In the end, it is money.
Follow
How do
the trail.
We charge everybody more? That's it. There you go.
Well, and so that's going to be interesting, but officially, Newark is no longer considered an airport servicing
October
the 3, New York City.
October 3, yep, we're done.
Yeah, that's
nobody likes Jersey, Kev. You know, did you ever get that? Jersey
yeah,
is
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Hey, I live here. Sometimes I don't like it either.
Right.
and I live in one of the good parts, so I'm not going to complain. But it's sometimes we do things kind of weird here, which is why even sometimes I've flown white planes. You suggested last week if you can't get, you know, LaGuardia, JFK, white planes is right there. Sometimes you can get a cheaper ticket, and then there's always Philly. Which, if you're talking 4.5 hours to JFK and it's only 90 minutes, even though it's in another state, not necessarily a bad option. No. All right, Travel Night continues. Coming right back with the one and only Linda Perillo.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
With America in crisis and lies abounding everywhere, we thought it was a good time to provide the antidote. That's why this radio station partnered with the all-new Salem News Channel. All the hosts you've come to know and trust on this station are right there on TV. Same great lineup, only now you get to watch as well as listen. Download the app on your Apple or Android device. Watch us on Roku or on SalemNewsChannel.com. On the radio, we're right here. On TV, we're right there. SNC is the antidote to the mainstream media. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome your third-generation travel icon, Linda Perillo.
Kev, I adore you, but you are way overdoing it.
All right. Well, you know, just like I said, penance for a year.
Total penance.
Well, it is travel night. We're glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. You know, there's always, anytime I'm looking at the travel news, and you send a lot of stories our way, Linda, anytime I see anything with the word Disney in it, mm-hmm. I think immediately it's almost like a public service act that we have to talk about it because of all the people that do Disney. And on Monday night, Hillary talks about the Disney company all the time because she said they've never been bigger and healthier and making more money. And it's not just the theme parks. It's not just the movies. It's the cruises. It's the resorts. It's everything. But we do have some news from Disney tonight. What is it?
Well, Disney is, in, you know, typical Disney fashion, right? They chew up and they spit something out that's old. And, you know, my theory on the Disney thing is, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But they're always fixing something because they're always trying to get everybody in their park. So we have some new Disney stuff. One is, and this is so sad to me, Splash Mountain is being demoed.
What?
So, you betcha. They're moving in. Are you ready? Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And it's going to be, you know, from The Princess and the Frog. You know, all the little girls out there know that. And it's going to be a New Orleans-based water ride. So say goodbye to Splash Mountain. I'm very sad because that's iconic.
And
right?
Let me be very specific. This is Disney World in Florida. It is not
World
Disneyland
Florida,
in California.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. And listen, they love to do this, Disney. Like, one of my favorite rides in, where the heck is it? At the studios, I love the movie ride. Gone, gone, gone. They put some other thing in there. I went on it once, and I went, okay, I want my movie ride back. So in Epcot, they're doing, this is good for all you nature lovers, they're doing the World Nature Neighborhood, which is going to be based on the power of water. Good old H2O, and there's going to be a Journey of Water experience, and it's going to be based on Moana's bond with the ocean. Moana.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's going to open in 2023, and it's going to teach you how to preserve water. Epcot is very green, experimental prototype community of tomorrow.
Well, they also serve the best food festival that's on the East Coast.
They absolutely do. And I love Epcot. I mean, it's definitely a more mature walk through a park.
Yeah.
It's
I had some friends that just moved to Florida during the pandemic, and they said, well, now that we live down here, we should get season tickets to Disney Epcot. And so they have they go to Epcot like every other week for dinner. Yeah. They hardly ever go to Disney at all, but they go to Epcot all the time. They're having wine, you know, wonderful new chef, debuts and so forth like that. So, yeah, that's it.
It's great. Listen, the dining in Epcot is absolutely true. I love the Italian restaurant there. I forget the name. The pizza is outrageously good. So I'm a big Epcot dining promoter.
Gotcha.
Also, now in Tomorrowland in 2023, they are opening the Tron Light Cycle Run, and it's going to be a light cycle. I guess it's going to be like a reality trip into a dark world where you race through energy gates, and it's going to be modeled after a Tron ride that is already in existence in the Shanghai Resort.
Oh.
So, you know, listen, the Asians are brilliant. They're brilliant in everything that they do. So they're trying to bring some of that that brilliance over to us in the U.S. And, of course, listen, it's going to be a hit because everything Disney does is always a hit.
Pretty much. I still can't believe they got rid of Splash Mountain, though. That's just wrong.
Well, they're doing it. They didn't demo it yet, but they're going to start doing that. It's really sad. It's very sad. But
it's very wrong.
Yep. So now,
all right. What else?
The character appearances. Character appearances are going to become a lot more bountiful in all the parks. They're going to try and make it easier because of COVID, they cut off a lot of that interaction.
Yep.
Between the park goers and the characters. So little by little, they're starting to reintroduce and make it easier for the Disneyites to meet there.
Well, that's really good because when we went in April, and again, because my bride is a California girl, she wanted to take her kids to her place, not to the one she'd never been to. So we paid for the extra airfare to go all the way to California to do Disneyland. But it was so sad because, you know, Cinderella's like off on a rock in a lake surrounded by water and nobody could get within, you know, 50 feet of her, but you could take a picture of her standing on the rock way out there. I'm like, this is not quite what it. I mean, the first time we took little Charlotte, she dressed exactly like Alice, and she was able to go right up to Alice and give her a hug, and we got a little picture of them together dressed in the same outfit. Nope, not this year. It's completely different.
Nope. Nope, completely different. And actually, I think that, again, we go back to COVID for everything, because COVID was really the game changer for travel. Yeah. I mean, it was a game changer for everything, right? But it just changed our contact with not only the person sitting next to us, but with Mickey Mouse. I mean, yep. It's crazy, but it goes that deep. So I think they're trying to reroute a little bit and make it easier for people to feel more comfortable in the parks. Listen, for the expense that I had when I took my kids there back in August, Disney will never do the wrong thing, and they will keep their people coming in droves.
Yeah.
So this will work too. I guarantee you this will work.
All right, so more character appearances. What's this I hear about adding some new shows? I know that one of the laser shows at the end of the day in one of the parks in California was out in April, but are they reviving all of those as well?
Yes, they're going to start adding in various parks based on the theme of the parks and the area that you're in. They're going to start adding more nighttime shows and have more nighttime entertainment. Whether, you know, Disney's laser shows, they're unbeatable. They're fabulous. Oh. Their fireworks are beyond. Like, you know, you compare everything, right? Even Grouchy Brothers gets compared to the Disney fireworks at the opening of the park at nighttime with Tinkerbell. I mean, and they're just going to start doing all more of that because they want to bring people back into the parks even when, at night. You're going to spend more money. Nev, it's the bottom line. There you go.
Keep your foot traffic in the park, then it's more.
Don't send them home hungry.
That's right. Well, that's the one thing that I guarantee you none of us were when we walked. It was about three-fourths of a mile from our hotel to the gate. And we just said, well, we're not going to, try to go find parking over there or anything. Like, we're here. We just may as well. And it was a straight shot right down the street. We did that. But even with that, we still average. So that's even if you say, OK, it's a 3/4 of a mile there and back. That's a mile and a half of getting there and back. We averaged about 28 miles of walking a day. As a family,
easily
around the park. So that mile and a half, that really wasn't like that big of a deal. But man, were they hungry! I mean, ravenous.
Yep,
never
always.
Seen so many needs for waffle cones and whatever else that they could find and shove down the gullet. She's Linda Perillo. I'm Kevin McCullough. That's just a little bit of the previews that are coming to Disney World this year. And we've got more to talk about. In fact, there are some really cool things happening. But coming up next, what you shouldn't do if you go to Italy/Rome/ parts of Europe that you're not familiar with.
This
the
is fun.
Yeah,
this is
and Linda, the expert, will tell us when we come back.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Attention, New Jersey small business owners. Get answers about government resources to grow and thrive. We are the New Jersey Business Action Center, NJBAC. We are the only state government agency with business specialists at your service. If you own a company in New Jersey, we can help you register your business, build your business plan, resolve permitting issues, understand state rules and regulations, get your products to market, find new office space, and assist with finding capital. We provide you with the information you need to save you time and money so you can focus on what matters most. We've got your back at the back. Call us at 1-800-JERSEY-7. That's 1-800-JERSEY-7. This message sponsored by the New Jersey Business Action Center, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Always go, don't know where. Always showing I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Okay, I've been, Linda Perillo, I, Kevin McCullough, have been on many different continents. In fact, I was trying to think the other day, I've been on the African continent. I've been to, I don't know, a dozen European countries. I've been to all three of the countries on the North American continent. I've been to Hawaii. I've never been to Asia or Australia, and I haven't been to South America. But I feel like I'm somewhat well-versed in understanding that when you... Oh, and I've been to the Middle East several times. Been to Israel four times. So I feel like I kind of know how to ask the right questions before I go somewhere. But you hear these stories of, you know, some girl sunbathing in a bikini in Dubai, and she's arrested and, like, taken to court. So, I, you know, note to self, don't wear bikinis when you go to, you know, the Muslim strongholds. I did not know that Western cities had kind of those hidden secret laws, too. But there's something that that people need to know before going to Rome, or a few things they need to go. Tell us some of them.
Well, Kev, come on. First of all, listen, I am second generation in this country. So because my mother was an immigrant, you know, I grew up with these people and I grew up traveling and I love my Italians. I love my peeps. They are nuts. So that's the bottom line. We're all freaking crazy. Every single one of us. And if you go to Italy, you understand the crazy more. So here's the background story. This guy, apparently there's some kind of law for, and they call it the law of decorum, the decorum rules. And wow. This guy, I'm going to give you a background on that in a second. This innocent guy was fined €450 for trying to eat on a step of the Fontana dei Catecumeni, which in translation, the fountain of the catacombs. So, you know, somewhere in a historic district in Italy. And, you know, the carabinieri came by and said, hey, yo, you can't have your espresso and your cornetto on the steps. Meanwhile, this is my favorite part. You know that in 1987, a woman by the name of Cicciolina, who was a porn star, was elected to the Italian government. This is where they kind of have skewed their decorum rules. They're really insane. So here's their issue. They don't want you wheeling suitcases down the cobblestones in public. You cannot go shirtless in public. You cannot go swimming or splashing in a fountain. Kevin, if you were going to do that, please don't do it. Italy is notorious for hanging their laundry outside windows.
Well, right? Isn't that like the classic Italian village scene where you have like the clothesline strung from one building to the next and the grandma in one window is rolling it out and the one in the other window is rolling it in?
You betcha, but don't eat on the steps. Please don't do that. So you can't sit. Now you can't sit on the Spanish steps, which to me is really insane because everybody sits on the Spanish steps. You can't sing or play music in public or on public transportation. If you go under where the subway is, we call it the sottopassaggio, which means underneath walkway. There's a sottopassaggio, which will take you from Villa Borghese and Via Veneto to the area surrounding the Spanish Steps. There are minstrels in there with their hats out for money, and it's actually a very cultural scene if you go.
That sounds like the kind of thing I'd actually want to go check out, because when we were in Paris the last time, the best music acts, and they varied. You could have had a jazz guy in one sub-tube somewhere, and then there was a string. It wasn't a quintet. It was like double that. It was like a double quintet. It was like 10 players, all stringed instruments, and very, very classically excellent. And they did, it was Pachelbel's Canon. And they did it, your heart melted. And you were in those subways where the sounds were echoing off of the walls. And it just provided this, like, perfect, you know, ambiance. If I go to Italy, that's the first place I want to go. I want to go check out the buskers under that subway thing there.
Yeah, and you know, and it's part of it. And I think that, you know, it, you know, the Italians are very big. Like, they try to act like they're so rule conscious, but they're really rather barbaric, to be honest with you. But I think that's part of
it. Ladies and gentlemen, she is Italian, so she has the right to say it. The Irish guy did not say it. Just clarifying who said that the Italians are barbaric.
I will say it, but it's part of their charm. We, you know, they're not big rule followers. They're very unorganized. So, you know, they try to pack some rules into something, and they kind of all fall apart. But, you know, listen, I love my Italy. I love it so much. And the reason you go there is to see the way that they are and the way that they live and kind of the lack of, like I said, organization. It's just, it makes for la dolce vita. They're not wrapped very tightly, is what I'll say.
Well, that, you know? And we could all use a little bit more of that.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, it's travel night. She's Linda Perillo. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay here.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit TimTalksReverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We all know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One Free Sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, right here on AM 970 The Answer, Monday through Friday at noon. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week. Week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, get healthy, stay healthy.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher wants us to prepare.
We have a battle ahead of us. We have turmoil in America. We've got to be ready to fight. Not physically, but at the ballot box, with ideas, with logic, with wisdom, with clarity. I know this.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman talking about prostate cancer.
Your PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it jumped to 60.
It was a shock to me. That's when I called Radio Surgery New York. Your office is a whole nother world. You immediately took this whole thing into your own hands, beyond efficient.
Did you ever have a doubt that we weren't working for your benefit?
Not for 1 second.
And you knew that you had a cancer of the prostate that was aggressive and went to lymph nodes. And we put together a plan to try to get this terrible cancer under control, right?
It was just like you say, no pain, no cutting, no bleeding. It was so easy. No side effects, no nothing. Just perfect.
What was your PSA this week?
0.02.
Wow. For more prostate cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 choices, 2 and 2 choices. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7. Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Well, whether it's new rules imposing fines on you in Italy, or whether it is, you know, all the new attractions at Disney, or even, you know, Newark being kicked out of the
you're not a real NYC airport anymore
club. You know, we cover it all here on Travel Night. And Linda, some of my favorite stories that we talk about from time to time are the ones that they're the feel good. And there's so much in the news that makes you feel bad. It's fun to get one of these. And I ran across one on CNN this week, a retired nurse that was flying Spirit Airlines. Now, kudos to her, because if you're brave enough to still fly Spirit Airlines, you know, my hat's off to you. I mean, I know you're saving it in the pocketbook, but, you know, are you going to land? Are you going to get to where you need to go? Will it be on time? Will your luggage be with you? Who can know? You flew Spirit, but, you know, you got there for a good price. Anyway, this retired nurse sees this baby who stops breathing on a flight from Pittsburgh to Orlando, and she was able to come to its aid, and the infant wasn't breathing. There was an announcement asking if there was a doctor on board. The nurse ran to the back of the plane to see if she could help. She didn't know what she was dealing with, but then she was able to help the baby begin breathing again. And long story short, the baby lived because this nurse was quick acting, and, you know, Spirit Airlines, it could have ended really badly. And so kudos to her, to the nurse, and to, you know, the quick thinking crew to ask and all the rest of it. But, you know, I like those kind. I like it when babies live. That's a good story for me on a given day.
Yeah, Tamara Panzino, she came. And listen, you know, I've been on several flights where, you know, they've made announcements for medical personnel. I mean, I think the crew is only, and they're trained, and they are medically trained to do certain things. But I think they know, and kudos to the crew for recognizing their limitations, that right. They couldn't help the baby, and for being quick to, Spirit Airlines or not, they were quick to ask for medical personnel.
They actually did have a PA system on that particular plane. Now, the other plane next to them might not have had, but that one they had one on.
It was the cans, Kevin. They used the cans. I had that when I was like 10. But the thing is, you know, Tamara, who was the nurse who came for this baby, you know, she had the option when they made that announcement to sit there with her earbuds on and not do a thing, because you got to remember, once you jockey yourself into that position, you are now responsible to go back there as medical personnel and try and help this kid. So then it falls into your lap. So kudos really to her. It was a combined effort, and the baby, 3 months old, was blue for whatever reason and did fine, did beautifully.
But survived. Everyone,
everyone's happy. Yep.
Happy ending. All right. Yep. You sent a story about another kind of heartwarming story about a family that's trying to help make some dreams come true before their kids experience something that's not so good. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So there's a family. I'm looking at the article again. They have four children, and they were diagnosed with what is called retinitis pigmentosa. And I hope I'm saying it correctly. It's a rare genetic condition that causes a loss or decline in vision over years and over time. And this family, the couple, been married for 12 years, had noticed that two of their sons were experiencing some symptoms. So in 2019, they said the boys were, they were diagnosed with the same genetic disorder. And they have another son who was given the all clear. And the mom said, there's nothing they can do. They will eventually all lose their sight by midlife. Unless, you know, listen, we live in 2022. Hopefully by then, maybe there will be a remedy for it. But it is detrimental to your sight to be diagnosed with this. So they decided, and I think it's a beautiful thought, they began to make plans while their children could still see and have visual memory, to take their children around the globe. And they decided that they felt that there was an urgency to travel. They said they could do great things at home, which was the quote, but there was nothing better than traveling, not just for the scenery, but they wanted their kids to experience different culture and people, so that when they did go blind, they did have a visual in their head of what it was like. And so this is what they've been doing. They set off in July of 2020, and they decided they were going to go to Russia, and they were going to spend some time in China. They were going to do some safari. They were going to do some hunting. And that's their plan until, I guess, they finished their itinerary. And I didn't know, I was trying to get through the article, what they were doing about these kids and education. It doesn't say anything. Were they doing virtual? Were they getting tutors or whatever? But you know what? I guess in the end, that's not the real important thing, is it? They're spending family time. Yeah. And these children are being given a gift of sight, really, that they won't have midlife. They'll return to those visual memories, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah. What a great and what a meaningful way to spend time before their kids do that. And who knows, maybe medicine will advance by the time it happens. But if it doesn't, you're not going to regret having done any of that. I mean, it's
No. Even under the best of circumstances. Right. I mean, I wish I could just take my kids. You too, Kevin. Just take them. Let's go. We're going to go here. We're going to go there. We're going to learn. We're going to see. And you're going to be educated because, listen, when I was in school, in grammar school, and I was being taught by those nuns, you know, my mother used to say, well, my husband and I have to take a business trip. We need to go here. And even then, and you're talking, I hate to say it, more than 40 years ago, right? They would always say, take her out. It's the best education. And I think this story speaks to that truly.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, no, agreed on every level. Well, friends, if you miss any of the broadcast each week, of course, we've got it podcasted for you. You can go to any of your podcast aggregators and get the Travel Tuesday Radio Night Live. You know, there's one other item that we didn't get to earlier in the show, and I just want to mention it real quick because this is because we got Perillo's Pointers coming up next, and she's going to give you some stuff on jet lag. But if you're weary of the standing in line to get your passport renewed thing, they've got online passport renewal coming very soon. We can talk more about it in a future edition, but starting let's see, in early 2023, you're going to be able to renew your passport online through a new program. And I can only believe, because I've had a few of those panic moments, Linda, where I've driven to Lower Manhattan and stood in line at a bureaucrat's window for 2 hours to sit there and beg him to please let me have my passport so I can get on my plane on time. So that's going to be a big help to everyone. Coming right back with Perillo's Pointers. That's next.
Hey, we all know the trials and tribulations of flying today and that awful feeling that no one is listening. Well, give a listen to Joe Piscopo and what he recently went through at JFK Airport with the TSA.
I gotta tell you, JFK is not like an airport. It's like an alien planet. If you wanted to get a model for how not to run an airport, it's John F. Kennedy Airport. I go in, I'm in the clear thing, you know, and you go, oh, do I have to wait in line? Well, if you just go there and get one of the clear people and then they'll get you through, that's what you're supposed to do. So I wait in line, I got the clear pass in my hand, and then the girl that was in the TSA, she had the same characteristics as, oh, Goebbels or Himmler. It was as rude, as nasty, unprofessional, with this Napoleonic complex. It was terrible. As inexcusable and rude as anything I've ever seen at JFK. Very interesting. We have a phone call, and it looks legitimate, from the general manager of JFK Airport. You're the real deal. You're the GM of all of JFK, ma'am.
Yes, I am. I want to say that the executive director of the Port Authority has zero tolerance for this behavior, and we work very closely with all our partners at JFK to ensure that we provide our customers with a wonderful customer experience. So I apologize. I want to try and make this better for all the other customers that have to fly through at JFK.
Joe Piscopo and AM 970, two huge voices to be reckoned with, fighting for all of us every day.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know I love performing at the Saccone Theater at Bergen Community College in Paramus, so I'm bringing my band and heading back there on Friday, October 21st for an unbelievable show. A lot of comedy, some stories, a great tribute to Mr. Sinatra. This is a night you can't miss. It begins at 6 p.m. in a luxury tent right in front of the theater with a full dinner complete with signature dishes from Frank Sinatra's favorite restaurant, Patsy's, and owner and chef Sal Scagnamillo. You know what's really great? We'll be raising money for scholarships at Bergen Community College, a great school. You get valet parking, dinner, wine, the show, everything for one unbelievable price, $125. The Saccone Theater's an intimate venue that will sell out fast, so get your tickets now at tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu. Tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428. I'll see you there.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello, anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, we're so grateful that on Tuesday nights, Perillo Tours is a sponsor to Travel Tuesday with Linda Perillo and Kevin McCullough. And if you have not gotten your 2022 and 2023 travel brochures from Perillo Tours, they've got beautiful layouts for their Spain, Hawaii, and Italy excursions. You want to check those out. You just go to PerilloTours.com and request them. It's super simple to do. I did it online, got mine last week, and I'm putting something together for the lovely bride. It's really helping. We're gonna figure it all out. But and again, if you're listening to AM 970 The Answer, you're saying, hey, isn't that the group that's taking Joe Piscopo and company? Yeah, it is. And if you want to join Joe's trip, I think there's still a couple of seats open on one of his buses. So check it out, PerilloTours.com. Steve Perillo and the entire family doing a great job of helping you find those undiscovered discoveries that you've always wanted to see in the locations where you go. And again, Spain, Hawaii, and Italy, you can get brochures on those right now. Now, Linda, Perillo's Pointers is where you, Linda Perillo, give us some idea of how to travel better. This week's topic is jet lag.
You bet. So I have noticed something, Kevin, right? So as we get older, we cannot combat some of these issues. Like when I was a kid, I was resilient. Who cared? I went on a plane for 8 hours, you know, to Italy. Coming back, it's almost 10. And I survived. I was good. I've noticed over the years that I have really become a victim of jet lag. So I am a big proponent of trying to prophylactically combat it. And here's what I'm going to tell you, what we found out, right? So some of the symptoms of jet lag, gastrointestinal issues, headache, fatigue, nausea, insomnia, mood swings, lack of appetite. I think I have jet lag on the daily and I don't even need to travel. It is worse when you travel from west to east, and it lasts longer when you travel west. Okay, so here are some things you should do. Try to adapt quickly to the time zone. And this is really important, and staying with your meal regimen. So one of the things, and it's very difficult to do, especially I always use Italy. You know, you get there and you're 8 hours, 7 hours ahead of where you are back in, you know, back east. Right. You know, you want to take a nap so badly. You have to push it. Even if you can push it to like 7 o'clock and put yourself into bed by 7 o'clock to at least get back on a good time zone there, you got to do that. The other thing is, again, same thing. You should manage your sleep time. You know, anything you can do to sleep, bring them with you, earplugs, eye mask, white noise, to get you hopefully through the night to sleep well. Avoid the urge to take naps. Try and stay up. Maybe you're first and second day they're traveling, right? And Mother Nature, what do we drink? Come on, Kevin.
Water, 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 water.
Water, 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 water everywhere, right? Sunlight, lack of vitamin D will only make your jet lag worse. So you want to try and get out into the sunlight as soon as you land and get adapted to the morning light, especially. It helps you when you wake up.
Yeah.
Bring that special lamp with you if you have to. Another thing that we would have bashed 10 years ago is the power of caffeine. Okay. 300 milligrams of caffeine slow release will extend your alertness. Energy drinks, chocolate, my favorite, moderate, but it will allow you to get rid of your jet lag and to get back on a time course. And yeah. The other thing is, when you do go to bed, sleep comfortably. Have your thermostat set in the hotel at the right time. Bring your blankie, bring your little cuddle toy with you, whatever you need to recreate your home sleep atmosphere, they recommend. And well, I love this.
We're going to, real quickly, because 10 seconds, we got, is all we got left.
Melatonin, because it's natural, and any sleep aid that
there
your doctor
you
prescribed would help too. There you
all
go.
All right. Just a few tips to help you with your jet lag. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Linda Perillo. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Kev.
We'll see you next Tuesday. And on the boat next year, I will not forget you. We'll see you tomorrow.